Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Prepare your ears, humans. Happy, Sad, Confused begins now.
Today on Happy, Sad, Confused, a preview of Happy, Sad, Confused Game Night with Sam Heughan, Catherine McNamara, and Colin O'Donoghue. Hey guys, I'm Josh Horowitz. Welcome to a very special episode of Happy, Sad, Confused. This is the launch of a new extension of the Happy, Sad, Confused universe. Everybody's doing it. All the cool kids are doing it. DC, Marvel, Star Wars. Why not Happy, Sad, Confused? We're branching out. We're trying new things. This show, if you've listened over the years, you know it's a labor of love. You know it's my pride and joy. I started Happy, Sad, Confused back in 2014 as a podcast just simply to talk to the people I love and admire, actors and filmmakers and comedians. It's never been, you know, a big corporate thing. It's been something I've done basically on my own with some help from some friends on occasion. And now I want to try something new. I want to make more stuff. I'm so thrilled that Happy, Sad, Confused has become kind of a thing people really like. I know we've got a small core devoted audience, and I'm so appreciative to each and every one of you. So in the interest of trying new stuff out and trying some stuff I've done before but in different ways, here's what we're doing. We're launching something called Happy, Sad, Confused Game Night. This is going to be a video show. This is not a podcast. This is a video show wherein I hang out with three guests, very often familiar faces to the Happy, Sad, Confused listeners out there, people I've had on my shows at Comedy Central and MTV and the podcast, and it couldn't be looser. It's us hanging out. It's us playing games. It's us being silly. It's us ribbing each other. And I really wanted to make something that's just super loose, super casual, super fun, that reflects, you know, what it's like to kind of hang with people that you know and love. So that's what Happy, Sad, Confused Game Night is going to be. It's a video show. It's going to be available exclusively on Patreon. Now, this was a big decision for me, obviously. If you guys know Patreon, you know that this is a service that kind of connects creators directly to their audience. It is a paid service. You got to pay to get into it. And I want to give you a little bit of the rationale behind it and give you a sense of where I'm coming from, because the last thing I want to do is make you guys feel like, you know, I'm boxing you into a corner to pay for something you don't want. This is additive. This is, you're going to still get Happy, Sad, Confused podcast for free, all the stuff I do for free. But the truth is, this stuff, Happy, Sad, Confused Game Night, and the other things I'm going to be trying is going to cost money. And it is stuff that I'm going to need the help of producers and editors. And it is something that's independent of MTV and Comedy Central. This is really my baby. So this is a way for you guys, hopefully, to feel included in my universe, the stuff that I love and create on my own. Part of the reason I'm doing this on Patreon is because it is complete autonomy. I'm going to choose my own guests. I'm going to choose my own questions. No one's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to pursue my own flights of fancy. It's going to be silly and irreverent and weird. We're going to try things out. And I feel like at this point, that's really, really enticing to me. Maybe 10 of you join me on the Patreon page. Maybe 1,000 do. Maybe 10,000 do. Whatever it is, I think it's going to be a fun experiment, and I hope you guys join us. This first episode, I'm very proud of. It's three of my favorites. You've heard them all on the podcast before. Of course, I had to launch Game Night with Sam Heughan, with Catherine McNamara, my new buddy in recent times, and Colin O'Donoghue, an old buddy who hasn't been on the show for a while, but it was a really fun excuse to catch up with him. They were a blast to hang out with. We played games for about 45 minutes. What you're going to hear on the podcast here today is the first, I think, somewhere like 7 or 8 minutes of it, where we play some Would You Rather questions. Then we get into a full-on crazy couple rounds of Jackbox for another 35 minutes. So if you like what you hear today on this kind of teaser, I encourage you to go to patreon.com/happysadconfused and sign up if you want. Or if you don't want, all good. Continue listening to the podcast for free. It's all good. But like I said, this is a way for me to create new stuff and hopefully for you guys to feel included and engaged and connected to the stuff I do. I should say, if you look at the Patreon page, we're really including a lot of cool stuff there. For the first time, Happy, Sad, Confused, the podcast, will on occasion be available to Patreons in video form. So that's not going to be all the time because many guests like and prefer to be off camera to not have their video shared with the world. But on occasion, we'll see how it breaks down. I don't know how often, to be honest. But as much as possible, I'm going to share video versions of Happy, Sad, Confused on the Patreon page. You're going to be able to get early announcements of upcoming guests. You're going to be able to get at certain levels of the Patreon. You're going to get for the first time Happy, Sad, Confused merch. I'm really excited about that. I can't wait to see the first Happy, Sad, Confused fan wearing a Happy, Sad, Confused t-shirt. That's going to be a blast. So, yeah, it's like I said, this is a way to experiment and to kind of expand what I'm doing and try new stuff out. And you know what? If it works, great. If it doesn't, all good. We're going to continue doing what we do over here at Happy, Sad, Confused and do my stuff for MTV and Comedy Central. No harm, no foul. But if you like what I do, if you want to kind of join in the adventure and see what I'm trying out, go over to patreon.com/happysadconfused. I'll put, of course, the link in the show notes here. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoy what we're doing. So this one's for free. This is the first, as I said, the first like 7-8 minutes of this first episode of Happy, Sad, Confused Game Night. If you want to watch this in video form, if you want to see the whole thing, which is, like I said, 45 minutes of just anarchy and silliness with Sam Heughan, Colin O'Donoghue, and Catherine McNamara, then go to the Patreon page, sign on up, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. At the very least, I hope you enjoyed this little teaser, and we'll see you on the regular podcast later this week. Hey guys, and welcome to the very first episode of Happy, Sad, Confused Game Night. This is like Happy, Sad, Confused, but for your eyes and without all that pesky, thoughtful, conversational stuff. If you've ever just wanted to hang out with me and more importantly, my famous celebrity sort of fake friends, they're real friends, right, Sam?
No.
Okay, never mind. This is the show for you. There'll be silly games, there'll be trash talking, and there will be amazing guests. Let's get right to it. Let's talk about some of our amazing guests. It's the man who stole the role of Jamie Fraser from me simply because of his talent and looks. It's Sam Heughan.
Oh, hi, Josh. Good to see you. I guess you've still got those stupid little earphones that have a little thing on them.
I'm tethered always. I don't have the budget for the real thing, for the AirPods. You know her from Shadowhunters, Arrow, and helping me make fun of Sam on Twitter. It's Catherine McNamara.
Hey, thanks for having me. Now we can do it together in person, not just via text.
Perfection. And it should be noted, Kat is not trying out a new voice. She's a little under the weather, but she's the ultimate trooper, and she's still going to kick our asses today. Finally, he's probably too classy to be here, but he's also too kind to say no to me. You know him from Once Upon a Time and The Right Stuff. It's Colin O'Donoghue. Colin, is that the first time you've been called classy? Do I have you pegged wrong?
It's probably the first, and I suspect it will be the only time I'll be called classy. Yeah. But I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we'll see if I stick to that by the end of the show. So is this a trash talking group? Are you guys going, how heated are we going to get in game night?
All is fair in love, war, and game night.
I can't even hear what she's saying. Can you hear what she's saying?
I can't hear a thing.
She leaned in and she was raspy and it was scary. You guys do share, I feel like, if there is some overlap, and you all have very, very devoted fan groups. Is there overlap in the once Outlander Arrowverse fandoms to your mind?
I would say yes. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
One thing we all have in common is we all wield swords on TV. So I think if people like watching people wield swords on TV, they're going to watch all the shows.
That's what we're going for on this new video venture. This is for the sword lovers out there.
This is a sword lovers out there. Yeah. Yeah. We've never seen you with a sword, Josh.
You've seen me in person. Do I could even hold a sword? I could lift one up?
No, you're right. You've got a plan. That's about it.
You barely lift that up. Yeah. Let's start. We're going to play some Jackbox games. Before we do that, I've got something to warm us all up. Let's play a few would you rather questions, okay? Some silly would you rathers. For the group, would you rather
hear dog's thoughts nonstop. It'll be able to hear the thoughts of any dog or hear your significant other's thoughts. So whoever you're dating versus all dogs, who would you rather hear?
Dogs for me.
You don't want to hear your wife's thoughts? So you know them already, Colin, or what's the deal?
I suspect I know them, and I really don't think I want to. I really don't think I want to know them sometimes. So, and I have a dog. I'd like to know what he's thinking half the time.
Yeah, I just got a dog, and I keep trying to talk to her, and she just never answers. It's really frustrating.
What if your dog hates you?
Why is that your default? Why do you go there immediately?
Every morning I wake up, and he's still here. Damn it.
My dog, Lucy, loves me unconditionally, and I'm just looking for a tenth of that love from you, Sam.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't really. She's just, like, using you to get, like, treats and walks.
That's the same thing from you.
Treats and walks. Yeah, great. Just get me a leash, and I'm there. Okay, great.
I didn't get an answer from Kat or Sam. Either of you have a thought on this or no?
I would say dogs. I think it's rather interesting. And plus, I don't know, dogs always tend to come up to me anyway. And I would love to actually be able to have a conversation instead of just try and figure it out.
Okay.
What about you, Sam?
Oh, me? Yeah, I mean, I agree, dogs, right? I mean, they're going to be way more interesting than your partner. And I just think the dogs are going to have a great life.
Right? Way more interesting than your partner.
Right?
Right?
Moving on.
I'll save you. Would you rather have the body of the Rock with your face, or the face of the Rock with your body? Yeah, I know, it's a deep one. This is an existential crisis.
I would rather have the body of the Rock.
You want the body of the Rock?
He's a beast.
With your...
And he's amazing. And I think his face on my body would just, I mean, it's gonna look weird either way. But <That's fair. laughs> I think that's the less weird option.
It's fair. Colin, you had something? What do you think?
I didn't really have something, but I probably, that's a real catch 22 one there, isn't it? But
that's the idea. Yeah.
I mean, I think probably the body of the Rock with my head in it, I guess.
I think it's a beautiful thing. Those calf muscles alone. Imagine the glorious.
Don't get me wrong. I think the Rock has got an amazing body.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'd be interested if you had like half of the Rock's body. Like
the
maybe
left
like,
or the right or the bottom or the top?
Oh no, they're like his top half, so you're like hench, and then like my little legs below would be quite interesting. But I agree, I'm the body of the Rock because he just look awesome. We love the Rock, he's great.
Who doesn't love the Rock?
I mean, his breakfast, his cheat meals are amazing, aren't they?
I'm obsessed. Unfortunately, I'm only eating the cheat meals and not doing the workouts, and it's not having good results for me.
Yeah, it's weird that, isn't it?
Yeah, strange. Would you rather always be naked or always be wearing the most embarrassing, uncomfortable costume you've ever worn? Think back to your worst costume that you've worn. Now, would you rather be stuck in that or always be naked?
I mean, I'd probably... I just keep thinking about the costume I wore that was Colin's costume. And I won't say it was embarrassing, but... I didn't do it very well, dude. That's all I'm saying. No, I think you look great, but I look like awful. Oh, I look terrible.
Wow, now the trash talk again.
There's terrible eyelines and a stupid hook and things. So
We've gone in early with the...
the trash.
Okay.
No, I was personally saying you look great.
No,
I look terrible.
It's fine.
It's too late.
Okay, so...
You have a worst costume that you think back to, Kat, Colin, that's like a nightmare costume you never want to relive?
I think my most embarrassing costume was probably, I did a production of To Kill a Mockingbird, and that ham costume was really a giant papier-mâché ham, and I don't think I ever want to wear that again. It's fun.
Yeah.
So I'd say I'd always be naked. I'd much rather that.
My worst costume was, I just had to wear a pair of like Y-fronts. So, I mean, it's pretty much naked anyway, so I may as well say I'd rather be naked.
Those like the sort of British ones, you know, the white ones that are like a nappy?
Yeah, they'd been stained for the production. So,
A glamorous world you guys inhabit. I've asked Sam this question on a past episode of my Comedy Central show, but I'm going to re-ask Sam and ask all of you guys. It's a perennial. Would you rather have a mouthful of bees or one bee in your butt?
I'd probably, I'd probably have a bee in my butt.
This is the general consensus. I believe that's what you answered last time, Sam.
Did is that what I said?
Yeah, it's been immortalized.
And how did that work out?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. Have you tried it out?
Still in there.
Yeah. You look cozy. You look okay.
Yeah. We've come to peace. We've come to terms with it. Yeah.
Kat, you want to weigh in?
I concur. I think these gentlemen have it right. I think
yeah.
At least then you could communicate. I'm sorry if I'm behaving strangely. There's a bee in my butt. I suppose if they're in your mouth, you're done for.
Very practical thinking. Thank you for giving it the intelligence it does not deserve, that question. We're going to play some Jackbox games, guys. Have you ever done this before? Do you know Jackbox? All right. This is a great new adventure for some of us.
Hey guys, Josh back here. That's all you get for now. That's your little teaser of Happy, Sad, Confused Game Night. Remember, there's a whole bunch more of this. There's like 35, 40 more minutes of Happy, Sad, Confused Game Night awaiting you in video form. This is a video show. So if you want to check out the whole episode of Game Night, go to patreon.com/happysadconfused. I think you guys will dig it. I'll see you on the next podcast later this week.